I meet a brother somnambulist. Sitting beside the kitchen fire with a group of my comrades around 12 o'clock one night in a little one-story, two-roomed, thatched cottage. Over the one bedroom was a secondary bedroom that was known as the loft. And leading up to this loft was a ladder from the kitchen. Down the ladder came the young boy of the house, a lad about 12 years of age, in his little short shirt. He went to the dresser in the kitchen and took an empty basin. He then opened the door and we followed him to the hen house, some distance away, in silence. He collected 5 or 6 eggs in his basin, brought them back and put them on the dresser. Everything he did was just as perfect as if he had been wide awake. We anticipated that he would again return to his bed, but instead of going to his bed, he got on top of the kitchen table, apparently believing that he was still in bed. And it was so funny to see him try to cover himself with the blankets that were no longer there. We gently took him from the table without awakening him. And on questioning him in the morning, it was a complete blank.